Yes, and today is 20th of May 2010. We are in Lower Hamlet at the Meditation Hall, Great Assembly of Stars. We are continuing the sutra on the net of love attachment. In this meditation hall, we may have a clock, and that clock could emit the word tick-tack, tick-tack of a clock for every second. And during sitting meditation, you can follow your breath with the word, with the tick tack tick tack. I have not used a clock for 30 years already, but since a Phát Triển invented the clock, now we know already time is every what time is now, but I use that for my breathing, and I listen, and when I go to sleep, and I put, and then I put I put there in order to hear tick tack tick tack, and I follow my breath because the rhythm is very spacey, is correct. You don't need to put a lot of thinking on that. You put your mind and only 2% of your mind on that. 98% you use for other things, like to look deeply about that one and other one. But 2% is for following your breath. If you practice the rhythm of the clock, the watch, so you can practice like a breathe 2 times and breathing out 3. So tick tack, tick tack for in breath, and then tick tack, tick tack, tick tack for out breath. Usually the breathing out is longer, and for a while it will become maybe it will be longer. Your out breath will be longer, your in breath will be also longer, because you pay attention and it's go in smoothly, relaxingly, and it may go deeper. But you don't try to force it to be deeper, but you just follow, and it will be by itself. Yeah, I ask whether we hear. Ah, you hear tick-tack, tick-tack. When you walk, you can walk 2 steps for your in-breath, and out breath for 3 steps. It always start like that. Sometimes you are not use 1 in breath for and 1 out breath for 1 step, but slowly it will be out breath 2 step, in breath 1 step, and slowly it will be 2 step for in breath and 3 step for out breath. So your mind, if you pay attention to the contact between your feet, your foot, and the ground, your mind is in your feet. Your feet, the contact between your foot and the ground. And so when your mind is like that, and then your step will be more solid. Your mind will not uproot, fly on the thinking, on that thinking, and other thinking. So your foot really touch the earth. In, out, out. So when you do sitting meditation, it's the same. When you go to sleep, you do like that too. You pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath. And you just pay attention to that for a while, and then suddenly, or not slowly, it become deeper and this come slower. It means longer. I mean, your breath, your lung is slightly inflate more, a little bit more air into your lung. So you can do 2 for in-breath, 3 for out-breath, and then 3 for in-breath, 5 for out-breath. And that is because your in-breath need more, because the lung, I think that the lung is inflated a little bit. And then because of that they request, you do not force, but it's your lung who want to have more in order to feel on the alveoli of your lung. And so you don't need to make any efforts. You only just enjoy the in-breath, enjoy the out-breath. And you have to enjoy. Don't try to consider like a labor. No, that is not labor. It's when you have a lot of air in your lung. So good. So you start by 2 out-breath, 2 in-breath, and then 3 out-breath, 2, and slowly. Always out-breath is longer. And sometimes you can try 3-6. It means 3 for in-breath and 6 for out-breath. And slowly it's become 4 for in-breath and 6 for out-breath. 4 seconds for the in-breath and 6 seconds for the out-breath. And so when you practice walking meditation, you do like that too. So if you really want to let your mind rest, just pay attention to that in, out, where you sleep, where you sit, where you do everything. And you enjoy every step you made, and as enjoyable like ice cream. It's very, very delicious, and especially when you do it in the early morning, not too cold early morning, but fresh, good. Yeah. 3, 3, 4, and then 3, 5, and 4, 5, and 4, 6, etc. Don't hurry. You enjoy 4 and 6, and then by yourself, you feel that your lungs is requesting more. And so you will see that your lungs work better. And slowly it becomes 5, 8. 5 in-breath, 5 seconds for the in-breath, and 8 seconds for the out-breath. And you don't need to make any efforts. It's very relaxing and very enjoyable. And while you are walking like that, and you make 5 steps for the in-breath and 8 steps for the out-breath, and you don't need any effort. Your mind don't pay 100% to that. But you pay a little bit more, and then slowly it counts for that. And then you pay attention to what is happening in the present moment, wonderful moment. Yeah, the little flower on the grass, the trees are so green, and the cloud and the blue sky. And when you lie down on the grass on a hammock, you also I used to make hammock meditation, And Thay said that when he go to Germany, he will bring hammock. Five, eight, six, nine. You remember that when you do six, if you make an effort, it's not correct. When you see that this in breath is six, is just enough, so you don't need to do anything more. Don't try to force. It's okay. And by itself, it's increased by itself. On so 6-9, and then you do it, enjoy enough, and it's increased. Maybe 6-9, 6-10. And slowly you arrive to 8-15. So 7-11 or well, whatever you like. But it will increase. The main point is to increase. When you are happy enough with 8 and 12, your lung is much better now. The air entering into your lung is more voluminous. And then the air you get out is, and then on the dirt, usually the dirty air remain on the low part of your lung and lazy to get out if you are lazy to go out. And so that is regenerate your lung, regenerate your blood and your organism. And then you can arrive to 10. To 15, especially in the side lying position on the grass or on the hammock, and if you have the wash on your ear, on my bed I have a bigger wash, a clock, small clock, and with make tick. And so I followed my breath, and I slept slowly, gently. And I do not think, tomorrow, what shall I do? No, I don't need that. I just enjoy. So the clock also helped me. The technology also helped me some. Ten, 15, everybody can do it. Don't think that the yogi can do it. If you practice, everybody can do 10 for the in-breath and 15 for the out-breath. I have done. Sometime I arrived to 15-20. Only when you are really enjoyable and really inspiring, and you feel that your lung is have a big, big ability. Usually when you are carrying by your work, your thinking, you carry your worries, you make use very little of your lung. They breathe in, breathe out, and quite a lot of dirty lung are still on the low part, and they never expel. Like you are a very wealthy man, but you can't always behave in a stingy way. Like you have a good vegetable garden, but you only eat noodle, instant noodle without vegetable. So good fresh vegetable garden, and you only eat instant noodle without any vegetable. That is the behavior of those who are wealthy and behave like a poor person. If the big meditation hall, there is a clock who can make tick-tack rather loud for you. But this will not disturb much, but it's okay if you... You will see that your lung will be stronger and stronger every day. And make you feel more refreshing by itself. You don't need to force them. While doing sitting meditation, you enjoy like that. You will feel so happy, and then the sleepiness will not happen. And when you are so fresh, refreshed, and then you try to have look of few topics that you want to look deeper. Sometimes you don't have any problem, but you can look deeper about society, demonstration in Thailand, or other things. That is how you act, it's not Thai. But Thai said that you can look at a number of topics that you interest to look. And those who practice know how to do it. There are those who think that in order to be happy, you need to have outside conditions. You must have that. But usually the happiness is come from inside, from your way of looking things. It's the same condition for people, and they are so happy, but the same condition for people, other people, they feel very unhappy. So it depends on inside. So sometimes you have good luck, and then or you have bad accident. And if you look deeper, you see that that accident doesn't mean that accident. That is just slight accident in order to help you to be more mindful in order to avoid bigger accident. So if you see that accident, but it's not accident. And so you have some things you think that is good luck. It doesn't mean that good luck. If you look deeper, you have to be careful because good luck can bring you very bad surprise. We remember the story of Mr. Tai, who lost a horse, and he think that pitiful. But after that, there's good luck because so on. And if you declare that I am not happy, then in that case you have to look deeper. If you say that I'm not happy here. And so you have to look deeper in order to see by yourself. It's not the truth. If you are not happy, because of you, not because of the situation outside. If you say that, oh, stay here, I'm not happy, maybe I better move to other hamlets, but I'm happier. You have to look deeper in order to see. And you can be happy at any situation. It doesn't mean that you are to be passive and then you have to accept. No, you accept. You see the positive side, but you continue to improve the situation. It doesn't mean that you leave things passively. So don't think that you have that, you will be happy. Without that, you will not be happy. Don't do it like that. You try your best to have that, but you still be happy, like you are waiting for a visa for being able to go out of the country. We want to go to France or to Germany to study with my Sangha there. You are expecting a visa. But don't try to behave like you are only happy when you have the visa. Maybe the situation will be, if you expect too much and when you arrive to Germany, you are not happy at all. You say, why am I so happy in Hanoi? Why we have to go to Germany in order to be so unhappy? So you have to train yourself that even the visa in Germany is not available. It's okay. I'm happy to be here in Hanoi. And when I arrived to Germany, you're not happy. You said, no. We are waiting for a minimum 6 months in order to obtain that visa. I look deep and I'm happy. And you accept the situation in Germany. And it's the same for everywhere. You expect to have that. Without having that, you enjoy the non-having. And then you have it. You're not happy. You enjoy the having. Having that things that you expect. So in order to do that, I have written a poem. Friend, why you go around and around and around? You search for that. When you have that, you are not satisfied. You search for that. For the practitioner, the happiness rely on your trust, your faith, on the path. The path that really have helped you to transform. That faith, that trust, that is not come from somebody outside of you, from the supernatural power, but is from you. That method help you to go deeper and to be in touch with your true happiness. And then when you have difficulty, you have used that method and it's work and that path. And so you try to realize the path of like Siddhigamba. Siddhigamba is deep aspiration to do something great, starting by yourself and people around you and the world. So for a person to be happy, you must have that trust. You must have that trust that you can do better, you can happier, can be happier, you can go farther in the path of peace, of great understanding, of great love, and you must have that deep desire. And then every day, if you can do some little thing of that path, and then you will be happy. Don't expect to do great thing, but small thing to make you happier, friends happier around. You make that dishes, you clean that table, you do everything to make things neat, beautiful for yourself, for people around. You can do it right away, here and now. Don't expect to do big, great job. And so, yeah. And then, right thinking is you think in the deeper look for having more understanding and more compassion. It's only by that way of thinking is already you trust on the path. Because you start to judge somebody. How come that she's so bad? And then you go back to your in-breath and out-breath. Can we do it differently? Can we look deeper in order to understand her suffering? And then you understand her more and you accept her more and you have more compassion for her. And then the other one, yeah, by doing so you didn't do anything yet. But this already brings you some relief, because if no, you are shocked, you say, oh, I have to go and correct her. And then, so you do it right away. You are shocked, you go back to your in-breath and out-breath. Go back to your peace, look deeper in order to see how things go. Can you change another look? And so we do it for your, while you are do any work. And when you feel enjoy, you enjoy. When you feel shock, stop. Look deeper. Have more compassion to understand. Because compassion doesn't mean that you have to love that person who are so hateful. But you stop. You look deeper. You see her difficulty, his difficulty. And when such a person who has so many difficulty, nobody can love her or him. So not me. I need to train myself to accept. And then you understand, you accept, you can love. You must have happiness today. Don't wait on tomorrow. a hero is not one who have a bomb and kill herself or himself. But you, a hero, you have to be able to be peace now. Even you have a lot of anger, try to stop and look deeper and understand yourself, understand others, and then you have to be use your faith on the practice and try to transform today, tomorrow, and everyone have his or her unskillfulness. And when you see that your unskillfulness will not help, and then you have to wake up by yourself in order to stop that unskillfulness. You already shout at somebody, you are so unskillful. That is not the way to help her or him. You already shout. So that is your unskillfulness. You go back to your in-breath and out-breath. And you say that, no, I have to repair. And you can come and you apologize. You say that, please, next time, I'll try to remember, and so on. So everybody can make a mistake, but don't let come and ask people to forgive every day. You need to train yourself not to shout so often. So if you trust on yourself, you trust Thay, because what I share to you, I try, I do not share. If you make a mistake and you go and you make repentance to Thay, and if Thay say yes, it means Thay believe that you can do it. But if Thay trust like that is make you happy and make Thay happy, but if you don't really make a repentance, you do not keep your deep vow to transform yourself and transform the situation and help people. And if you don't do like that, that trust will disappear. And if that trust of Thay to you is already slowly worn, it means less good. And it's make you less happy and make Thay less happy. Because you promised to Thay like that, that you will be transformed, that you will try your best to do like that in the direction of the practice, but you didn't do like that. So that trust of Thay to you is slowly lost, and that trust of you to you is slowly lost too. And so the relationship between you and Thay is no longer strong like in the past. So you have to do in such a way that that trust will be strengthened every day, but not by going to tell Thay that, yeah, I feel very bad, I will promise. But if the way you do Thay see that is not really sincere repentance, sincere being anew, Thay will see. And then maybe you were sincere at that moment, but the way Thay behave, it means he do not see it. So you don't need to quarrel or be hurt. You just practice well, steady. And so slowly the truth will reveal to Thay, and that relationship will be improved. If teacher and student can go in the same direction, that mutual trust will increase. But the mutual trust will diminish if the way you behave is make Thay lose slowly the trust on you. Thay address to a number of monastic. So that is about trust and mutual trust between Thay and student. Joseph Aimé have done a beautiful song. For instance, the song Before Eating, instead of reading the five contemplation, you sing a song. Short. This food is the gift of the universe.
It's the gift
you be aware that I will ask all of you singing. This food is the gift of the whole universe and the whole cosmos. The earth, the sky, and loving work. Yeah. Let's enjoy thankful. Let's enjoy thankfully. And bow to offer understanding and love to all beings. Let's enjoy thankfully and bow to offer understanding and love to all beings. Sapada mama El Kadi Cosmos Terre et Soleil. Pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. Je le mange. Avec gratitude et promets d'offrir la joie et la paix.
The whole cosmos, but the song I learned is whole cosmos.
This food is the gift of the whole universe.
Please.
This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and loving work. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and loving work.
Do it again.
This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and loving work. Let's enjoy thankfully and vow to offer. Let's enjoy thankfully and vow to offer understanding and love to all beings. Understanding and love to all beings. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and loving work. Let's enjoy thankfully and vow to offer understanding and love to all beings. Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos. Ce pain dans ta main
Et le cœur du cosmos de nouveau se peint dans ta main. Et le cœur du cosmos, terre et soleil, pluie et nuage. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuage sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. Sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos de nouveau. Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir.
Hát lại, hát thêm một vài lần để cho nó nhớ.
Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. On ne regarde pas dans le tableau, on chante. Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir. This food is the gift of the whole universe. The earth, the sky, and loving womb. Let's enjoy thankfully and vow to offer understanding and love to all beings. You don't look at the board, you sing. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and loving womb. Let's enjoy thankfully and vow to offer understanding and love to all beings. Ce pain dans ta main est le cœur du cosmos. Terre et soleil, pluie et nuages sont venus ensemble pour bien te nourrir.
Thank you, Sư Trinh Khang.
The Gatha on the 24th. Seeing and understanding the true nature of things without being caught in any of them, if you understand the true nature of things, and have the ability not to be stick to, tied to, be free from them, and know how to undo the ties of sexual desire in our mind, then we have grasped the meaning of the Buddha teaching. If you see and understand the true nature of things without being caught by any of them, and we know how to undo the ties of that desire in our mind, then we have grasped the meaning of the Buddha teaching. So this liberation, this salvation should not come from somebody else than yourself. You have to use your the peace in yourself to look deeper and to see the true nature of that. So how to do it? Go back to your in-breath and out-breath and touch, dissociate yourself with the agitation and restore the island in yourself, the peace in yourself, and you look deeper and you see the root and you get out. That is your own salvation. You cannot wait somebody to help you. And you are the own island, the own Buddha in yourself. And how to touch that Buddha? Go back to your in-breath and out-breath. Dissociate with the difficulty. Touch your peace for a while, and then you can see deeper, and you see the root of that, and you undo your difficulty, the link of your difficulty. So, the IE is mean the desire of love, of attached love, of your mind. Your mind is obsessed by that desire of sexual love. So you can untie on these ties. The word yai here, you can understand by the word understanding. But yai here sometimes means also liberate. The dai, yai, can translate by liberate instead of understanding. And you with desire, but sometimes you can translate by tides. T-I-E-S. Tide is a quote, a poem of Gyo. You have that ties in yourself. You tie yourself, nobody tie you. So that ties of attached love will make you really bound by. So, and if you tan means holy, so you understand the holy teaching. Tang, you understand deeply. Tang is deeply. Tang, understand deeply. The holy teaching is holy. Seeing and understanding the true nature of things without being caught by any of them, we know how to undo the ties of sexual desire in our mind. Then we have grasped the meaning of the Buddha teaching. The 25th Gathas. Offering the right teaching. Thi mean offering this gift. But thi also mean act. And thi sometimes in the our Sangha we have papti. Papti and papti have the same meaning. Ti means acting according to the Dharma, or offering the Dharma. Offering the right teaching is the most precious offering. Kin means the teaching. Among the offering for the Buddha, you can offer money, material resource, but you offer the teaching. It's more precious than money, material resource. And so the thi mean offering, but Dhamma offering. And there are three kind of gift: the material gift, and the Dharma gift, and the non-fear gift is the biggest gift. people are very afraid, and the fear distorts their life and make them miserable because of their wrong view, and their view will become wronger and wronger and wronger. And so you give the non-fear is the opposite of. And so among the own, the gift of Dhamma, of the teaching, is very precious. Among all the taste, the taste of morality, of spirituality, is the best. The taste of spirituality, of morality, of the Dhamma is the best. Among the joy, among the condition of happiness and the happiness and joy, the happiness to put into practice what we learn and make it peaceful and happy for us and for our friends is the best of the happiness. If you abandon that taste of happiness, it's a loss for you. Dharma Sukha. We have a big brother, Chung Pha Black, through Dharma Sukha. Among the best happiness, among the happinesses, and the practice to be happy with the Dharma is the best. Because here we have Pha Black, the joy of the happiness of Dharma. Chung Kho means all the suffering. In order to end all the suffering, transform your difficulties, the best way is to stop the attached love, because attached love brings a lot of suffering. And so you stop the attached sensual love. That is three illustrations. Gift and taste and the Dharma. And among the methods to transform your suffering, and among that, the stopping the attached love, the attached sense of love in your mind is the best. Among the gift, you give the Dharma is the best. Among the taste, the taste of Dharma. Among the smell of the Dharma is the best. And there is nothing more happy than the practice of happiness in the Dharma, in the way of understanding and love and peace. Now we learn the 26 and 27 together. The ignorant person often tied himself with the rope of sensual desire. The ignorant person often ties himself or herself with the rope of sensual desire. Work the wood in the 25th. Yai in untie, and work here is mean tie. Yai is untie or liberate, and here is work is tied. The ignorant person often ties himself or herself with the rope of sensual desire. He doesn't yet desire to cross to the other shore. So other shore is a shore of liberation, of happiness, of relax. That person do not have that desire. So the practitioner must have that desire to go to the other shore. So you have to speak, to behave in such a way that you can go to the other shore. If not, they will go to the other shore. You cannot go to the other shore. So the ignorant person often tie himself with the rope of sensual desire. He doesn't yet decide to cross the other shore. There's some people say that, no, I want to be slave of you all my life. When you are a monastic, a monk and a nun, you only long for one thing, is your liberty. Want to be free of all these things. The greedy mind is the field of craving, anger, and ignorance. That craving will harm people and destroy the life of others, and also destroy his or her own life. When you are attached to that craving, and then you make people suffer, you suffer yourself. You abuse children sexually. You abuse adults sexually. You destroy the harmony of a couple. And you destroy the happiness of the other family, and you destroy your own happiness. Ramming first is a kind of tie who lock yourself, who tie yourself and don't allow you to go to that shore of liberation. You destroy yourself, destroy life of others. You do not practice well as a monk, a nun, but you destroy the life of other people because of your sexual abuse. You witness the attached love, attached sensual love. That mind is a kind of field. But in that field, you sow the seed. Yong means seed. Bisha. Dien is field, and that is a seed. is a field where many seeds of yam means sensual desire. Wang is anger. These seeds are in that field. Craving, anger, and ignorance. Tham is craving of sex. And anger and ignorance are three main big seeds you are putting into your field of mind. And that is make you miserable in your life. The greedy mind is the field where craving, anger, and ignorance are seated. If we put the two gathas together, because the fourth sentence, the fourth verses, the fourth verse, yes, that is the reason. If you know how to offer gift and help people in the world, and then if you know how to bring help to the world, so those who have the ability to give and to transform the world, they merit. The merit of their work will be countless. You cannot measure. The desire to help people in the world, to untie their suffering, their knot, that merit of your work will be immeasurable. In the Pali text, they said that great harvest. They said the great harvest. Palm and fruit. Ma. Fala. It means great harvest of fruit. So those who know to practice give and transformation of the suffering of the world, and then that person will receive a lot of great harvest of that beautiful work, and that great harvest cannot be measured. You add the two, and they translate like that. But you have to, if you have the text, you have to correct. The ignorant person often tie himself or herself in the rope of sensual desire. He doesn't yet decide to cross to the other shore. And then we put the second sentence behind the third sentence. The craving, the greedy mind is the field where craving, anger, and ignorance are seed. And then the third sentence will be, this craving creates corruption and brings about disaster and misfortune to others and to ourselves. Craving creates corruption and brings about disaster and misfortune to others and to himself or herself. So when you translate, you put the third verse first and then the second verse after. And then you see the and then you arrive to the fourth sentence. They said the contrary. The offering of right teaching is the most... The ignorant person often ties himself with the rope of sensual desire. He doesn't yet is not yet desired to cross the other shore. And then you put the third sentence. The greedy mind is the field of craving, anger, and ignorance or seed. And then the third sentence. Craving creates corruption and brings about disaster and misfortune to others and himself. So for those who are, the last sentence, for those who are capable of practicing generosity and liberating others, the merit he harvests is immeasurable. So it will be, so we can illustrate the sowing the seed and the harvest. Maha harvest, great harvest. Great harvest of fruit. This is the Pali text, it's like that. So they propose to change a little bit the third verse to the second and second to the third, and it will be very close to the Pali text. You can compare with the Dhammapada in Pali and you see the Gathas 356 in the Pali. Dhammapada 356. And you will see the fruit of Maha harvest, great harvest. And you have a lot of merit. Number 28 Gathas. When few traveling companions, but a large amount of merchandise to convey, it means you have only a few companions, but you have to cross the very thick forest with a lot of merchandise. The merchant fall into the state of anxiety and panic. So if you go like that, you have worries because the robber can stop you and steal on and rob on. So comparing like that, like a few companion in traveling, but you have to wear a large amount of merchandise to cross the forest, the merchant fall into the state of anxiety and panic. Truk means, that word truk means, on the stance 28, is fear, that truk means, so I fear. You pronounce truk. The next one is the yit. Yit means panic. Uh, that what go mean fear. Fear, panic. The merchandise are so large amount. Few companion crossing the forest. The merchant fall into the state of anxiety and panic. Seeing so the craving of sensual desire is a kind of birat of bandit. This kind of bandit who can stop you, the robber who can stop you and kill the merchant. The wise one doesn't run after desire because they know that the infatuation with sensual pleasure is the brigand, is the bandit who can destroy your life. And that brigand, that bandit is whom? Is the sensual desire attachment in you. That is the brigand, that is the bandit in you, the robber in you, who can destroy your life. So you are a wise person, you will not be caught by that. Traveling companion are so few. But the large amount of merchandise to convey is so large. The merchant falls into a state of anxiety and panic. The wise one do not run after desire because they know that this infatuation with sensual pleasure is the brigand, is that robber who can destroy his life, her life. In the Pali text, fear is like a rabbit who have been captured by people and we have another session in order to finish that sutra. We have four stances more for next time.